For sure, so all the unbelievable listeners to this Dial a Rebbe line. As we're approaching this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, Parsha Shkalim, I'd like to share with you a few insights. As you know, Parsha Shkalim is the beginning of a series of Dalet Parshias, and the inyan of Parsha Shkalim is, as we read the Psukim in Parshas Kisisa, as the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to give a machtis ha-shekel, kol ever alav kudim zayitnu, every single one, ha-asher le-yarbev adal le-yamet v'machtis ha-shekel l'chaper ha-mashiseichem, every single yid should give a machtis ha-shekel. Ha-asher could say, I want to give a tremendous amount. No. Ha-ani could say, I don't even have a machtis ha-shekel. Boy, you know, that's even a lot for him. So, to Rebbeinu Shlom, everyone should give the same machtis ha-shekel. The Gemara Megillah says that the Rebbeinu Shlom was makdim refuah lamaka. The Gemara says that Golev Yedwalef Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu She'asid Haman Lishkol Shikle Kesef Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef. That Haman was going to want to kill the Yidden Rachman al-Islam. And as we know, and he gave Achashverosh Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef. So the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the mitzvah of Machtis HaShekel, and came the Machtis HaShekel from every single Yid, and that pushed away all the Shkalim that Haman was going to give. As we know, that's the Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiktim Refuah Lamaka. So we see from here an unbelievable thing, that the Machtis HaShekel that every single individual Yid gave, that has such a power. What is Machtis HaShekel? This is Gemara Menachis, Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara over there says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha. He had a few things that were hard for him to understand. Maise Amenoira. One of the things that it doesn't say in the Gemara is Machtis HaShekel. And as we know, Rashi brings it down in Parshas Kisisa on the Pasuk Zayitnu, which comes from a Chazal, comes from a Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time to understand what is Machtis HaShekel. So it says that the Rebbeinu Shlom showed him, Hero Matbea Shel Eish, and the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Kazeh Yitnu, this is what you should give. So Tzaisis over there on the spot, on Menachas Daf Chof Tes, asked, when the Gemara quotes the Menaira and other things, why doesn't it quote the Machtis HaShekel? So Tzaisis says that it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time. Hard time means he sort of knew, he didn't know. But Taisa says he didn't know at all what is Machtis HaShekel. He didn't even know what it means. He didn't even know what it looked like. The Shita Mekubetzes on the spot over there says an unbelievable thing. He says he didn't know what a Matbeya looks like. That's one pshat. The second pshat, he didn't know that B'davar Mu'at Yiskater Avayna Egel. We'll explain. He did not know what it means that with a little small thing, that could be a kapara on the Egel. That means he knew the inyan, but he didn't know that a little small thing can be a kapara for the ego. So as we know, the whole inyan of Machtis HaShekel is mechaper on Asher Seichem, to be mechaper on the Avayna Egel. So many times we go through in life and we start wondering, what am I? Me? What am I? I'm really nothing. Look what I did in my life. Look how many things I went through. The answer is, Machtis HaShekel is coming to teach me, B'davar Mu'at Yiskaper Avayna Egel. With a little small thing, literally, it could be Mechaper on the Avayna Egel. That means, sometimes we do those little things, and most special when many people don't even know about it. People don't know all the good things that we do. But when we do it, in a sense, Lishma, we do it because they yitnu, we do it because the Rebbeinu Shlom told us to do it. Machtis HaShekel is every single Yid is going to do exactly the same thing, but each one is going to do it in his way. Imagine the usher giving Machtis HaShekel. He's doing it with all of his saliva because he knows deep down he could give so much more. He could give millions of dollars, but he's giving that little Machtis HaShekel because Rebbeinu Shlom said I should do it. The Ani, that maybe he can't even afford that, he's saying, wow, Hashem, you know what I could afford. But I'm going to give that thing because you told me to do it.
And with such a thing, it could really be a kapara for the ego.
That means that when we do those little things, that has so much power. What did Haman want to do? And this is perhaps the Hakdama to Parshas Golem, the Hakdama to unbelievable days that we're about to approach. Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. He said, Achashverosh, I'm going to give you the whole world. I'm going to give you Eretz Halof and Kikar Kesef. Yes, so much Asagis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Perek Chelik says that Haman was from the richest person. Haman Bu'uma Sa'olam, Kairach B'Yisrael, the richest of the richest. I have everything. I'm going to give you everything. Just do what I want you to do. Gaiva, Kavod, whatnot. And guess what, as the Gemara says, they both got destroyed, Haman and Korach. A Yid says, all I need is that little thing, and that has so much power. Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha. What's Mishenichnas? When Adar comes in, what does it mean it comes in? It should say Mishenba Adar Marben B'Simcha. U'Mishenhigia Adar Marben B'Simcha. The message is Mishenichnas Adar. When Adar comes in, when it comes into who? When it comes into us. When we bring in that Adar into us, into our Metzias, we make it part of us. We make that Simcha, and what type of Simcha? That Simcha is Atayra. Ein Simcha Kataris HaSveikis. When we get rid of all the Sveikis and all the doubts in our life, and we bring it into Tayra, we make Tayra real, we make Tayra be really part of our life, that's the biggest Simcha. And that's what Adar is, with that Hakdama of Parashat Shkalim. To realize that little thing has such kayach. We'll just finish off with a message that I heard, B'Shem the Mashgiach, I'm Nassim Vachtvayk, L'Chayin L'Vracha, that he says, the Gemara says in Brachis, Kol Adam Sheyesh B'Yira Shamayim, Tvarov Nishmayim. Person has Yira Shamayim, his words are going to be heard. He added, Soif Soif Dvarov Nishmayim. In the end, his words will be heard. Sometimes it could be that day. Sometimes it could be tomorrow. It could be after tomorrow. It could be who knows when. Or maybe even after 120. The Nekuda is when a person lives with Yerushamayim and goes around with Yerushamayim and acts with that Yerushamayim and acts everything that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants him to do, he's a Klei Kibul. He's someone that people want to listen to. That's Dvarav Nishmaim. His words are going to be heard. His words are going to be heard upon everyone, because everyone wants to connect to such a person. But as we said, it could just be that little thing, B'davar Muat, Yiskaper Avayna Egel. So all of our Chasheva listeners, should all be Zaycha, to bring in these unbelievable days, starting with Parshas Shkalim, going into Adar, Yimei, Adar V'Nisan, which are all Yimei Geula, as it says in the Gemara Megillah, and as Rashi explains over there. That's why Lahasmich Geula Legula, and we should be Zaycha, that one Simcha should bring another Simcha, and we should be Zaycha to the Amis Simcha of Oz Yimalei Tzchayik Pinu, Bias Gael Tzedek.